When my parents said they wanted to get us all together to talk about something serious, I knew this must be it. The big talk about, you know, the D word.
Commentator Dick George.
This was an awkward conversation. The older you get, my parents are in their mid-80s, the harder it is to start a sentence with the words, when I die. And it's hard for the rest of us to start a sentence with, when you die. But it's a necessary conversation, so we're all kind of stumbling around, and my brother suggests we use the expression, getting on the bus. It sounded stupid, but it worked. From that point on, Dad talked about what to do if he gets on the bus first, what to do if Mom gets on first, if they get on together, etc. I felt like Ralph Cramden's long-lost child. The conversation flowed from there. They've decided to be cremated. I must have had a strange look on my face because Dad wisecracked, Dick, if you have concerns about cremation, just remember, I always liked hot weather. Of course, I had to say, Dad, where you're going to get plenty of hot weather. Now we were rolling. Once we got through the funeral arrangements, Dad said, now we get to the serious stuff. I didn't know what could be more serious than somebody's last bus trip, but it was soon apparent that he was talking about dividing up the property. As children of the Depression, they had made a list of virtually every object in their possession and assigned each item to me or one of my two brothers. Mom thinks this is silly, but Dad is convinced it will eliminate squabbling after they're gone. Maybe he knows us better than we do. They seem to have thought of everything, but when I ask what they might want on their tombstones, they're stumped. I tell them that I read somewhere that the comedian Fred Allen wanted his epitaph to be, I told you I was sick. This makes Dad laugh so hard he almost slid off the chair. I offered to write an obituary. Dad didn't think of that either, but warms to the idea after I tell him he can approve it ahead of time. I tell him I'll include the story of how, back in the 70s, he ran into his friend, baseball player Brooks Robinson, in a hotel in Florida during spring training, and Robinson said, Harry, what are you doing here? And Dad said, I'm trying out for third base. What are you doing here? He liked that. So now it appears that everything is arranged, planned, in order. We cherish each day with them, but we also know that for all their preparation, we are not the least bit ready to be without them. And that's no joke.
Dick George lives and writes in Baldwin, Maryland. Our program is directed by Bob Boylan, edited by Steve Drummond, and produced by Graham Smith. The technical director is Michael Cullen. The production staff includes Sarah Saracen, Allison McAdam, Rhonda Ray, Ben Gilbert, Jeff Rogers, Andrea Hsu, Lizzie O'Leary, and Matt Martinez. Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. The managing editor for NPR News is Barbara Rehm. I'm Melissa Block. And I'm Michelle Norris. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.